All right, everybody. We are in 2025. It is so weird to think that. And to really imagine where we are as far as technology right now is amazing as well. So I wanted to show you this new task feature, which is part of ChatGPT. Now you need to be a paid user of ChatGPT to use this. So either Plus, Teams, Pro, or Enterprise. I'm a Teams subscriber, which is sort of the small business type level. So I have access to this. So I'm glad to show this to you. It is a pretty neat feature. So what you do, if you go in, you create a new tab, you click the drop down, you'll see all of the models. And what's different is right under GPT 4.0, you've got GPT 4.0 with scheduled tasks, which is a little bit different. And I think it's a little wonky to kind of access it. And once you're in there, the ChatGPT tasks, you will tell it what you want. So in this case, give me a daily, let's see, summary. No, give me daily updates of AI news. And I'm just going to stop right there. And then what is going to happen is you'll get a task. And then when you go in here, and this is what I mean by there's a little friction. What happened the day before? So search for all AI news and tell me what happened the day before. I want this daily, so you're going to put in the name of your task, the instructions. This is pretty straightforward, just to show you how this works. And then you can schedule it every day, or once, weekly, monthly, annually, or custom, and then you put in the time. So I'll say I'm an early bird, so let's say 4:30 a.m., right? So now you save it. And then what happens? It's saved, so that means it's up and running. Then what happens? You get notified when there's an update on your task. So you can allow desktop notifications, or what will happen is you'll get an email. In my case, I'll get an email with my daily AI news updates because in my settings, I allow ChatGPT to send me emails. Here, you can allow it to give you desktop notifications. So once you've gotten this one, you created it, it's there, it's ready to go. If you want to edit it, you can go here, click and edit the existing task. You can pause it. If you go here and you click here, you can look at your daily tasks. And you can go back and forth to those as well. It's pretty neat. I have not tried the share portion with this, but I think this is something, I guess this is a step towards agents, which is pretty neat, or move forward towards agents. So I look forward to seeing how this continues to progress. I think it is a great feature. It could be improved as far as they call it the friction or accessing it. But otherwise, I'd like to see what you think about it. Are we moving towards agents? Do you think this is helpful? I think it's helpful because I have it doing different things for me. You've got to really be detailed about what you want it to do. There's limits to what it can do, but it is a step forward. So love to hear what you think. As always, I appreciate you. Make sure that you are liking, subscribing, and you know, sharing this out to your friends. Appreciate you. Thank you.